Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The proposal at the state capitol to require that a child turns 5 by September 1st of a given year to begin kindergarten rather than December 1st would put Michigan in line with most of the states in the U.S. To talk about what the consequences would be and what should be done with the state savings from the reduced number of students beginning school, I'm joined by Matt Gillard, policy and advocacy consultant for the Michigan Association of United Ways. He works with the Early Childhood Investment Corporation. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Now, the argument for the change is that four-year-olds are just too young to start kindergarten and often have a problem fitting in with the five-year-old peer group. Do you agree that this is the case and the new law should be instituted?
Not necessarily. I mean, the reality is no matter where you put the cutoff date, you're going to have a 12-month cohort of children. And as we all know, anybody who has kids know that children develop emotionally, socially, intellectually at different ages or in different rates. And so I think you're always going to have that aspect of some children not as developed as others coming into any group of with any grouping that you do.
Now, the supporters of this bill say that money is not at all the issue, although there will be cost savings involved. Do you agree that ultimately it's not a matter of money, it's a matter of kids fitting in together?
Yes, I agree. Ultimately, you know, the savings are not going to be long term. We're still going to end up educating all the same number of kids over their 12-year schooling or 13 years of public schooling. But there is some cost savings associated with this in the short term. I mean, if you're going to change this date at any time, whether you do it all in one chunk, where then you have basically a 9-month cohort of kids coming through, or you do it as some people are proposing 1 month at a time, so then you have 3 years of an 11-month essentially cohort of kids coming through, that's reduced costs for the public education system for the state because for those smaller classes of kids. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where our interest comes in from an early childhood standpoint. I mean, as I indicated, or I guess I haven't, but the policy issue is difficult from an early childhood standpoint because we're really advocating to having more programs for kids at a younger age. We think the brain science and the research and there's a significant amount of evidence out there that shows investing in children's social, emotional, and educational opportunities at a younger age really pays dividends down the road. And so from a policy standpoint, this, you know, in essence is putting kids into schools or into formalized programs at a later age. We're not necessarily supportive of that, but if you take the savings that are realized from doing this mm-hmm. and put that money into high-quality early learning opportunities, especially for kids most at risk of school failure, I think you can get a good result or get a win out of this.
So the savings amount is estimated here in Michigan to be over $150 million. Where should that money be invested exactly?
Well, what we would advocate for, and let's be clear, it would be $150 million if they went in one swoop. So if they went from a December 1 to September 1 at one time, we would argue that money should be invested into the state's preschool program, or at least a significant portion of it. That's our four-year-old. It's called the Great Start Readiness Program. It's a state-run preschool program for at-risk four-year-olds. It's a very successful program, has documented successes and results proven that shows it has a positive impact on kids' education. What we would further say is that a portion of that money, maybe 20% of it, should be set aside for quality 0-3 programs. States that are really starting to lead the way on early childhood investment are recognizing that even, especially with some of our most at-risk families or young children in at-risk situations, we need to address those mm-hmm. family issues even before the children are 4.
I'm talking to Matt Gillard, policy and advocacy consultant for the Michigan Association of United Ways. In terms of comparing Michigan to other states, are we doing a decent job investing in these early childhood programs?
I think so. I think Governor Snyder is to be commended. He came in, and I think instead of kind of blowing up some of the work that had started under Governor Granholm, he recognized and accepted it and is really moving forward. He announced recently the creation of this Office of Great Start in the Department of Education, and that's meant to bring together these programs that are focused on on early childhood and early learning opportunities and bring them under one roof in the state government, mm-hmm. which is a meaningful step. And I think Michigan's led the way in a lot of this. You know, unfortunately, the reality is we've been underfunded. This area has been underfunded, not just in Michigan, but particularly in Michigan when we've looked at budget situations or budget cuts that we've dealt with for the last going on 10 years now.
Well, when we're talking about early childhood programs, what are we talking about exactly? I mean, is this just daycare? Is there a certain kind of educational program that's involved?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned daycare, because what people are realizing or starting to realize, or what we need to get more people to realize, is that childcare really is a critical early learning program or an early learning opportunity. The reality is, in today's world, and especially right here in Michigan, but everywhere, a significant number of our children under the age of five are spending a great deal of their time in a childcare setting. Like I said, the brain research and the science shows that brains are developed to a large part long before these children ever enter kindergarten.
So it's basically their social interaction with other kids at that age that seems to make the difference?
Absolutely, and access and exposure to vocabulary, exposure to different things, all of these things in early ages. The brain science is very clear, shows has a tremendous impact on children's success in school and later in life. And so the more that we can do to make sure that these daycare opportunities or childcare opportunities are high quality and providing, you know, learning environments or enriching environments for young children is critical.
But really, this is something that impacts the underprivileged most directly, right? I mean, a typical or a family that has means would provide their child with these opportunities as is, even if the child had to wait an extra year to go to school.
Yes, I think. I mean, in general, yes. But I mean, there is still some education aspects to this for the general public as well, and even those folks of means. But I do think the general public and parents of young children in general are getting more aware, becoming more aware, getting more educated around the importance of the environments and the early learning opportunities that their children are exposed to before school. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, with a bang for the buck from a state standpoint, from a public dollars investment standpoint, is really with the at-risk kids, with the kids that may not be having that exposure or have access to that exposure.
When it comes to education funding, we have so little money right now. What kind of impact, what kind of evidence is there that this early childhood investment can really impact a child, you know, as they get into even high school?
There's very good, very strong evidence. I mean, some of the best evidence in the world was conducted right here in Ypsilanti, the Perry Preschool study, that showed tremendous impact over a 35-year longitudinal study on the different track that kids who had access to a high-quality preschool program versus those who didn't, and tracked them right through, you know, through age 40, and the different tracks that they took. It was very clear evidence that those that have opportunities or have access start school ready to learn. Those kids that can really, if we can make an impact and get kids to the schoolhouse door, whether it's December 1st or September 1st birthday, no matter what it is, but if we can have a positive impact and get the kids to that schoolhouse door ready and able to learn, that has a tremendous impact on their success through school, which obviously we know then has tremendous impact on their success through life.
Matt Gillard, Policy and Advocacy Consultant for the Michigan Association of United Ways. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.